Don't play victim to the circumstances you created. Let's get real for a moment. We don't always make the best choices. Sometimes we act on impulse. Sometimes we ignore red flags. And sometimes, even with every sign pointing us in a better direction, we choose to go the other way and then cry foul when things fall apart. But here's the truth. If we knowingly put ourselves in a bad situation, we don't get to play the victim when the outcome isn't what we hoped for. That might sound harsh, but it's a lesson many of us, myself included, have had to learn the hard way. Owning our choices. Back when I was living in the dark, I made a lot of questionable choices. And truthfully, I often knew they weren't the right ones, but I made them anyway. Why? Because deep down, I believed I didn't deserve good things. I believed I was broken, so I acted in ways that reinforced that belief, sabotaging myself, then turning around and asking why the world was so unfair. What I was really doing was manipulating the narrative to fit the story I had already decided about myself. I'm a bad person. Bad things happen to me. I deserve it. It was a cycle of self-sabotage. And every time it backfired, as I knew it would, I'd call out for sympathy. And when that didn't come fast enough or in a way I wanted, I felt even more victimized. Sound familiar? A new way forward. Everything changed when I started believing I was worthy of love and that I deserved good things. When I embraced self-worth, my decision-making shifted. I started making choices that supported the life I wanted, not the one I feared I was stuck in. Were those decisions always easy? No. But they were rooted in truth, in integrity, in strength. When we know better and choose better, we don't need to cry out for sympathy. We stand in our power. We hold ourselves accountable, and we become the kind of person we're proud of. You are not a victim of yourself. This isn't about perfection. We all mess up. We all learn. Life will always throw curveballs. Some we never saw coming. But there's a difference between an honest misstep and a willful march toward chaos. If you've been given the tools, the truth, the gut feeling, and you still go against it, own the outcome. That's not failure. That's growth. So when you find yourself at a crossroads, pause. Ask, am I acting from fear or from love? Is this the path I truly believe will serve me, or am I just clinging to comfort? Make decisions from your strength, not your sabotage. Stand tall, stand proud, and take responsibility for the life you're building. One choice at a time. Slay of the day, reflect and rise. Do you make decisions that you know aren't in your best interest? What drives those choices? Do you expect others to rescue you when things go wrong? How do you feel when people don't show up the way you want them to? What would it look like to choose differently next time? Write a list of 5 reasons you deserve good things in your life. Keep it close. Let those reasons guide you toward better choices. Choices that bring you peace, not pain. Call to action. Join the conversation. I'd love to hear from you. What's one shift you've made that helped you stop sabotaging your peace and start standing in your power? Share your story in the comments. Let's cheer each other on. And if you know someone who keeps repeating the same patterns, send this to them. Sometimes all we need is a reminder that we're worth the work. I'm Carrie Genzel, reading a blog from stateofslay.com. Slay on.